This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. A new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about you, your health, and your life. If you're struggling with your health, we're here to help. No matter what you're dealing with, weight loss, instability with the brain chemistry, whatever it might be, having a tough time exercising or just don't feel good, we're here for you, no matter what it is. Give us a call or you can send me an email. Go to the website. Kicking it off now with Linda. Hi, Linda.
I'm having a bladder problem. I think it's called the overactive bladder. And I want to see if tell me anything about it or what I could do for it.
Well, let's see. A couple things. When you talk about the bladder, you want to look at first what your doctors have told you when they're overactive, and you got to look at a couple of issues. If they're working with you as far as medication goes, you need to follow that, and that can be quite helpful. As far as more of a lifestyle-based approach, you know, at the end of the day, what you want to do is you want to focus on lowering the inflammation in the body. If you lower the inflammation in the body, that's one of the greatest things you can do overall. And so dietary changes, getting a dietitian to work with you, to work on a good plan and a good system, and then also adding in some baseline or basic exercise that can really support you in the middle of that. That's several things that you want to do. But you want to have a good game plan, and you want to have a team around you to be able to support you. That's one of the first pieces that you want to focus on. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. Whatever you're struggling with, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. You can change. You don't have to be stuck where you are. You literally can go to that next level with your health. On this show, we want to help you do that. So there's been a link now between hardening of the arteries and Alzheimer's plaques. So elderly people that have hardening of the arteries are more likely to have brain plaques associated with Alzheimer's, a new study says. The study included 91 people, average age 87, who did not have dementia and underwent scans to assess any beta amyloid plaques in their brains. So the degree of stiffness of their arteries will be checked about 2 years later. So half the participants had brain plaques, and these people were more likely to have systolic blood pressure than the others. So higher average blood pressure and greater arterial stiffness. For every unit increase in arterial stiffness, people were twice as likely to have these beta amyloid plaques in the brain. This was found in the Journal of Neurology. Now, they said that it's more evidence about cardiovascular health that leads to a healthy brain. So the correlation, they said, Dr. Timothy Hughes said there's a strong correlation. He also noted that the link between arterial stiffness and brain plaques did not change when regular resting blood pressure was taken into account. The study adds a growing evidence that the hardening of the arteries is associated with cerebrovascular disease that does not show symptoms. And now, he said, we can add Alzheimer's-type lesions to the list. Although the study found an association between hardening of the arteries and levels of Alzheimer-related brain plaques in the older adults, it did not establish a cause and effect. So at the end of the day, there's correlation, but it's not made into a formal study. That's basically what they're saying. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You give us a call right now or go to the lines and talk with Tom. Hi, Tom.
And I like to talk about my legs and feet. They're burning, and I'm very, very weak.
Well, if they're burning and they're weak, then a couple of issues are definitely happening. I would say you've got probably an issue, potentially, with some B6 metabolism that's not happening very well. Either you're not metabolizing it or you're not getting enough of it in your diet. And I would just get some blood work done with your primary care physician. Have them take a look at the different levels and the different values that you have to look at. So, I mean, that's the key. And as they check, take a look at that, and as they build and look at the values, you'll be able to come up with a good game plan. But the burning a lot of times can come from deficiencies. It can be nerve-related. You could have nerves that are coming from your lower back all the way down to the feet. I mean, that's what you have to look at when it comes to these type issues. Okay? It's a nerve-related and nutrition-related. Once you rule in and rule out what those are, you can come up with a total game plan. 888-283-7272. Give us a call right now or go online. Can you believe this? That one-third right now of U.S. adults are obese, the CDC says. One-third. It's amazing, I think. And in the United States, it's the highest, as it is in the world. The obesity rate is unchanged for a decade. So even though the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they found this, they said it's kind of a confirmation of what we saw last time. The prevalence of obesity in adults may be leveling off. Cynthia Ogden, she's a senior epidemiologist at the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. They actually did a study, and she said, the goal of human species since we evolved has been to have enough to eat, and we've gotten there. Unfortunately, it's so plentiful that we can take in more than we need. Matt Peterson said, he's the director for medical information and professional engagement at the American Diabetes Association. The human body and brain is wired to take more than a sufficient number of calories, and that's a hard thing to change. So we're talking about really powerful aspects of our metabolism. So the obesity epidemic continues to gnaw away at America's economic potential, they say. Right now, about $270 billion a year is due to healthcare costs, due to obesity and people being overweight. That's amazing to me. So the CDC found that nearly 35% of Americans are obese right now, with a body mass index greater than 30. That equates to a person being 5'4" who weighs 175, or a person 5'9" that weighs 203. So the report recently was put in, and Rachel Johnson, she's a professor of nutrition at the University of Vermont. She's also a spokeswoman for the American Heart Association. She said, we're making a little bit of progress in the childhood obesity aspect. Some very small declines, but at least feels like we're making some headway there. And there's some small pockets in a few cities or states where we've seen a modest decline in childhood obesity due to very aggressive interventions. So the current means for battling obesity, dieting, bariatric weight loss surgery, exercise have so far proven unable to overcome the widespread availability of low-cost, low-calorie food. The association has come with a program for healthy eating and moderate exercise that's proving effective. So it's interesting. And my view is that we really have to start taking some pretty strong stance when it comes to this. That's why I'm so big on lifestyle. That's why I think that literally our choices that we make every single day can radically impact our overall health. And the better choices we make, obviously, the better we're going to thrive when it comes to our health. It's just getting people to make them. Make the right choices so we can live better and we can feel better and have the energy that we need to produce the kind of health that we're looking for. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Give us a call. I'm America's Lifestyle Coach. You're listening to the radio that empowers your health.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Can chemicals cause diabetes? Well, that's a question. There's a lot of causes for diabetes, we know. Lack of exercise, poor diet, genes, and ethnicity are the most serious risk factors. But now that more about 26 million Americans have diabetes and 70 million are called pre-diabetic, researchers are focusing on other factors that might contribute to a person's risk. So one of the latest possible culprits which might be contributing to diabetes in the epidemic are the chemicals in the environment and the products that we use every single day. Some chemicals might contribute to diabetes risk independently, while others might contribute to an obesity risk. As of now, research on whether chemicals contribute to any type or all types of diabetes is very preliminary. The relationship between chemicals and diabetes is kind of an interesting topic, that's for sure. They said women with the highest levels of phthalates in their urine had a high risk of diabetes that was 70% higher than women with the lowest levels. And as far as the chemical culprits, a lot of the moisturizers and the personal care products were at the top of the list. So perfumes, moisturizers, all these sort of things, hairsprays, they were loaded with these phthalates that could lead toward blood sugar related issues. And, of course, Christina Thayer, she's the National Toxicology Program Director at the Human Reproduction Center in Durham, North Carolina. They said another possible chemical cause for the diabetes is arsenic. So the areas of Bangladesh and Taiwan have well-documented high levels of arsenic in the drinking water. Scientists in those areas have found strong associations between diabetes and people who drink the water. So in the United States, the EPA regulates chemicals like arsenic, so Americans do not have nearly the exposure that people do in other areas. As levels of arsenic decrease to the low to moderate range, researchers found the literature becomes less consistent with the association in diabetes. The PCBs, or the polychlorinated biphenyls, and dioxins are among the chemicals examined to found have the least some association, they say, with diabetes. And however, the issue of causality was much less clear. They said that if you have someone overweight or obese, it's its own independent risk factor for diabetes. Separately, the PCBs, which were banned by the Environmental Protection Agency in 1979, but still exist in the environment, have been linked to obesity in adults, for sure. So much more research, they say, needs to be done before they can establish a good, solid marker. They know that diabetes can be caused by a number of factors, probably the combination of factors, and they say the healthy behaviors under their control are something we need to watch. So it comes down to how much they eat, making sure they exercise, and a lot of the common risk factors. Again, pretty cool stuff. 888-283-7272. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area that's someone that believes the same way we do, check out the website there. And if you want to just ask me a question, maybe make it part of the show or answer privately, go to the website, click on Ask a Question, and just send the question in. Our staff will look over it, and we'll get you an answer. I can answer it in private. Whatever you need, we'll be able to help you in the best way possible. I want to talk about grapefruit as a little bit of a food for the hour. Grapefruit has got so many different benefits. It's, of course, a citrus fruit, and it was first produced in Barbados. It was a hybrid fruit, resulted from a cross between a pomelo and a sweet orange. So it was named after the grape because grapefruits grow in clusters like grapes. And, of course, it's loaded with vitamin C like all citrus fruits. It's not the only benefit that you can get from the grapefruit. Here's five other health benefits from the grapefruit. It helps in losing weight. And so are the grapefruit's high in enzymes. It burns fats and high in water content. It has less sodium. So, of course, these combinations are extremely healthy for the body, helps shed the pounds. It prevents arthritis, and it can work as an antiseptic. Grapefruit contains salicylic acid. It helps break down the body's inorganic calcium, which builds up the cartilage of joints and can lead to arthritis. So the salicylic acid in grapefruit also works as a powerful antiseptic. In addition, the grapefruit seed extracts can be added to water to make an antiseptic spray for treating bacterial and fungal infections. But also, the grapefruit can help in cancer prevention. Lycopene, which is something we find in tomatoes, is a carotenoid pigment that's responsible for the red color in the grapefruit. It's a powerful agent against tumors and cancers and the scavengers of those free radicals. It's also loaded with A and C, and, of course, the antioxidant compound called narnigin. and it's found a grapefruit. This compound helps repair damaged DNA in prostate cancer cells. So the DNA repair contributes to cancer prevention, and it impedes the reproduction of these cancer cells. It helps lower cholesterol levels, too. The antioxidants found in grapefruit are effective in reducing cholesterol levels. The grapefruit has a negative reaction against many prescription drugs, like those used in treating depression, allergies, high blood pressure, seizures, impotence, heart palpitations, and even HIV. So you can inform your physician if you want to use grapefruit. Be cautious if you're taking medications, and they'll give you the whole list of what you can do and what you can't do. It's also great for some common ailments. Eating grapefruit and drinking its juice help treat the common cold and fever, can dissolve gallstones, and can boost liver function and enhance immunity against a lot of the infections. You can get a lot of other benefits from the grapefruit as well. It also contains essential elements like iron, calcium, potassium, manganese, magnesium, phosphorus, folic acid, and the B vitamins. You can even extract oil from grapefruit peel in aromatherapy. Really cool. I mean, there's so many great... I love foods. I think, you know, again, finding out the health properties of foods and what they can do to the body, to me, is fascinating. Of course, I'm into this whole thing. Hopefully, you're getting into it with me. But I just think it's amazing to see all the foods and what they can do. 888-283-7272. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. That means that if you can lifestyle your way with bad choices into getting sick, then you can possibly change your lifestyle choices, revamp and reset your life, and lifestyle your way out of many of these health challenges. I'm America's Lifestyle Coach. On the show, it's designed to empower your health. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, there's always hope to get your health back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4 DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show. Health is your greatest wealth. Family health insurance plans are saying now, U.S. families are paying 4% more in annual premiums for their employer-sponsored family health coverage right now, and now they're about ready to jump up again. So they're reaching about $15,000 annually in 2012, with workers contributing on average $4,000 toward their coverage, revealed in a national survey recently by Kaiser. The Family Foundation Health Research and Educational Trust says that worker-only health coverage rose 3% to $5,000 a year. These workers pay on average about $950 toward their coverage. Meanwhile, wages have grown just about 1.7%, noted a Kaiser News release. So look at the inflation on the insurance versus what the wages are doing. So the 14th annual survey involved more than 2,000 small and large employers. It found a big discrepancy in the benefits and contributions of companies with many lower-wage workers earning more than $24,000 a year compared to companies with many higher-paid employees making around $55,000 a year. Employees at a lower-wage firm, on average, contributed about $5,000 each year to their families. So health insurance is changing. And I know that everybody's kind of thinking, they're like, where's it going to go? What's it going to do? But it's definitely not going to be easier. Everybody thinks it is, but you might want to be careful. Look at the fine print as we turn into this next year. It's going to be incredible, I think. Something to keep your eye on. Now, the Affordable Care Act, which is put in gear by the government, you know, has got kind of its good and bad clauses to it. But they're saying that a number of companies offering health benefits to their employees has not changed, but about 61%. Copays for covered workers on average has changed a little bit. But a summary of this report and commentary was published recently in the Journal of Health Affairs. If you want to get any more details on that, you might want to check it out just to see what are going to happen to the rates and how the premiums are going to change, and also your copays might be affected by some of these changes. I mean, we're in a place right now where whole game plan is really up for grabs. I know a lot of doctors are definitely not fired up about it for what it's going to do. It's going to be a challenging piece, I can tell you that. Let's go to Shane. Hi, Shane. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, I got your book, and I've been kind of following your protocols and everything. And last fall, I kind of got onto the probiotics and the HCL and cod liver oil. But I got kind of a stroke congestion. I couldn't get it clear off. I had a cold and went to my doctor, and he didn't know how to treat it. I went to another doctor at a med station, an older guy, worked at a ER hospital. He's retired, and he worked at the med station. He put me on Gaviscon, man, acid. Thought I had acid reflux. That didn't make any difference. And he suggested I go to a GI specialist, so I made an appointment with him and kind of told him what I was doing, and he was didn't like the idea of me taking the HCL. Hydrochloric acid, and he says, let me take a look. So he went down with a scope like the next week, and he said, I have scar tissue on my esophagus where it goes into the stomach. And he had to stretch that open. Yeah, it was, had a small opening, like 12 centimeters. He had to stretch it open 17.5 centimeters. And then he put me on an acid called Ziggurat with Oprazole in it. And he wants me to take that the rest of my life and a bland diet. I don't know what to do. You know, at first he said it was Barrett's disease, but he said, no, you just actually got scar tissue built up in the esophagus. And I'm just wondering, something other I can take than that cigarette to get off that? Is there something natural? Or?
I mean, there's a lot of things that are natural along those lines, but you don't really want, if he has you on that right now after that procedure, you probably want to hang tight. It's good wisdom to stick in there with what he has you doing. I mean, he's got a reason for that, and if he's gone that far to scope you and see everything going on, yeah, it's probably good to stick on the game plan that he has you on. And just by doing that, you know, it's going to keep you in a good place. And then maybe after a while, 6 months or so in, see how your body's doing, see how you're feeling, see if you're dealing with any kind of reflux or anything like that, and then just mention it to him. Just say, you know, you'd like to do some things a little bit along or more along the natural lines, and would he be okay with it? Would he support you in it? Would he kind of oversee you in it using things like apple cider vinegar and whatnot? But, you know, if you had too much acid coming up, then you're too acidic. You got to look into things like glutamine powder, aloe vera, things that will kind of hold down a lot of those issues. And that's probably what the kind of along the lines you want to think. But, yeah, I mean, I would stick with what he has. You're asking my thoughts, that's what I would do. And you know me, I mean, I'm always going to lean, for the most part, toward the natural side of things. I'm more of a lifestyle kind of guy. But medicine has its place. I mean, this is one of the things where you don't want to mess around with it. You want to keep things where it needs to be. Because scar tissue can lead to Barrett's. And when you get Barrett's, you know, the potential for it turning into cancer cells is pretty strong. So when you get that changing of the cell structure, not a good deal. Okay? So it's... I'd stick with what they're telling you if you're asking me. And are there other things you can do? Yeah, but now's probably not the time. I want to hang in there for a little bit, and then you can come up with another game plan later. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go online, Facebook and Twitter as well. Get into the social media side. You can check that out as well. Because, of course, you get involved, and we'll keep you all up to date on everything coming down the pipeline, especially some of our live events and seminars that are right around the corner. And we'll keep you posted on that. You can find more at the website. Let's go to Eric now. Hi, Eric.
Hey, I'm 72 years old, and for the last 12 years, I've had PSA tests for about every 6 months, and I've never tested in the normal range of 0 to 4. I've had biopsies in 2003 and in 2007. And there were small pot spikes in the tests, but I tended to be in the range of from 4.7 to 5.9, 5.7, 5.1 in that area. This year I had a CAT scan that was only 3 weeks after my current urology visit where they told me I was fine. online where they showed that there were nodules on my prostate which appeared to be malignant. So I went in and they had this new test called the PCA3. And it's where they basically milk your prostate with you having a full bladder. And then you urinate, and that fluid comes out in your urine, and they do a urine test. And mine came back positive for prostate cancer. So I've got a two-pronged question with that. And one is all that cancerous fluid now floating around in those punctures they made for the biopsy, which may be increasing the chances of prostate cancer, even though it may not be there now? And the second question is, with the PSA and the PCA3 being so useless and the trend of the PCA being useless, what kind of testing in the future can I look to for being helpful?
I think one thing to look at, for the most part, you know, with the biopsies that they do, there's a big controversy on if you do the biopsy, do you free up more cancer cells like you're talking about and kind of spread them where they don't really need to go when they were contained inside of a mass? There's not a lot of research around it that supports that you know, really does happen. So I don't want to tell you that it doesn't happen because I've seen some research behind that, kind of like what you're talking about. So I'm kind of in the middle because your standard medical research, which is what everybody goes by anyways, says that it doesn't, that it's okay, right? But then you got, you know, research out in Europe and whatnot where they say, well, yeah, probably not a good idea. So again, that's just where you have to make your own choices. And I will tell you this, the body's pretty resilient. And even though cancer, of course, is a bear within itself, and the body's pretty amazing. And get paring it down and really, you know, taking care of the things it needs to take care of. So I wouldn't worry, you know, too much about it. Those tests are done when they need to get done. The doctors are pretty, you know, pretty solid about knowing when to order it, knowing how, and knowing why, and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't worry too much. But yeah, prostate health is critical. And there's a lot of things you can do alongside with what your doctor's having you do. You might want to mention them. Just some good lifestyle factors. Avocados are great. They contain a component in them called beta-sitosterol. And the beta-sitosterol really brings good health to the prostate gland. And also you've got different supplements out there that can help: zinc, salt, palmetto, pumpkin seed oil. I mean, if you're a big pumpkin seed guy, I love them. I could eat them all the time. And so you hit the pumpkin seeds. They're great for prostate health. And then watching your testosterone levels. I'll tell you, there's some controversy right now about testosterone, which is our primary male hormone. And they're saying that the whole adage is right now is if you keep testosterone levels low, then you'll keep DHT low, which is dihydrotestosterone, which causes the prostate to swell and can lead potentially to cancer. Well, there's some new research out that says keeping your testosterone levels up in more of a moderate range is actually better. So, you know, it's not official research yet, but it's leaning that way. So you got to do your own studying a little bit, and then go to your doctor, and you guys come up with a game plan, because prostate health is important. When you're dealing with cancer, of course, you got to be extremely careful with the cells. But as you do that, knowing that your diet and your lifestyle and stress levels, all of that matters. It plays a role, because the body needs to be clean as far as your emotional state, clean as well, for that good mind-body connection and to promote overall healing. We'll be right back.
You need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
lines are open. 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are your eating habits like? Yeah, that's what I want to ask, because so many people struggle with what to eat. You've got your little things that you like to cheat with, whether it's pizza or ice cream or whatever it is. But have you made some radical changes in your overall lifestyle? And have you radically made some changes in the way that you eat? Because you know everything you put inside your body really does become your body. And my granny told me when I was a little kid, she used to say, you are what you eat. And I find that so interesting because, you know, I didn't really listen. Who listens when you're a little kid? Nobody listens, right? Especially when you're a teenager. But, you know, as I've gone through the years a little bit, I've realized that she was right. And what we put inside of our body really does make up everything. And so our choices matter, and they matter in a big way. So if I can encourage you with anything, it's that to go to that next level in your health, you've got to get your mind right. And you got to decide that you want to get well. You decide you want to go to that next level. You want to transform. And you never want to be the same again. And once you make that decision, literally life will change for you. And you can push and you can grow. And you can go to that next level in your health and with your life. And we want to help you succeed and do that. That's what we're all about. All right, let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
What's up, Doc?
No, man, better than yesterday. What's cooking?
I might be kind of an unusual caller for you. Like I say, I love your program. I listen to you maybe an hour or so every few nights. I'm not home from work. And I'm 24 years old. I'm about average body, you know, body mass for my height and all that. I don't eat enough, I don't think. I eat, you know, between one and two meals a day. You know, I get pretty decent exercise. I bike a lot, you know, a few times a week for at least an hour a day. But I don't eat a lot of breakfast, and I kind of just sort of binge eat when I do eat. I ate a lot at one time, and then I find myself drinking a lot at night, and that's just kind of what my lifestyle's been like. And, you know, I haven't had any major health ailments, to be quite frank with you, but, you know, I'm pretty young, and I just kind of wanted to know what you thought my general risk factor is doing that kind of lifestyle.
Well, I mean, for the most part, right now, if you're in your, you know, kind of your almost your mid-20s, it's not that big of a deal. But it's never, when I say not that big of a deal, your body's pretty resilient at that age. But, you know, at the same time, it's never good on your liver, you know, to drink that much, you know, obviously. To put large amounts of food in at one time, your body can handle that pretty well. I mean, you want to do like one big meal a day and maybe another, you know, small meal or something. It's not ideal, but your body can handle it. Now, if it's a bunch of junk food all the time, fast food and all that, yeah, I mean, that'll catch up with you. Again, you don't really see cancer and those sorts of things early on. You see those later. So, and it takes about 10 years for a tumor to form in the body. I'm not saying that bad eating habits and what you're doing right now is going to cause all that. I'm just saying that in general, it takes quite a bit of time. That's why you see people really start getting on medications and their life changing when they get into like their 40s and late 40s and 50s. And because it takes about that long of poor habits over a long period of time to start causing the body to break down enough to cause that kind of thing. So That's just my first thought to you. But why the alcohol every night? Are you like it? You hooked on it? You just, what's the deal?
I don't know. It's just been a habit of mine kind of ever since I went to college, and it's, you know, I've experienced, you know, losses in friendship, you know, people dying, and I wouldn't consider myself a depressed individual, but it's just been not like a coping mechanism, but just a way to let loose. And I don't find myself puking every night or anything, but, you know, one night without at least a couple of drinks is very rare, you know. It's definitely a regular part of what I do, and I kind of feel like if I replace that with decent food, you know, that's going to add years to my life, but I don't see myself making that adjustment in the near future. This has become such a regular part of what I do.
Yeah, I get it. But, I mean, at the same time, is that
Are you happy doing that? Or are you just, if it was healthy for your body, you'd do it all the time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's not, man. If you can break those habits now, it's probably going to be better, because what you'll see is, you know, as you get a little bit older, if you keep doing this kind of pattern, it will start making some pretty negative impacts on you later. I mean, this can cause cognitive thinking issues potentially. It can cause real issues with the liver and that kind of thing. Plus, man, I mean, you know what? It alters your body chemistry in a negative way. You know, I mean, make you feel good and all that. What if you went without it? What would you deal with? Would you deal with anxiety? Would you feel down and out, like depressed? What would you feel like?
Well, on the very occasional night where I don't have a drink, you know, I actually notice myself here and feeling clearer. And I know, you know, I'm an educated person. And I definitely know kind of what I'm doing, but, you know, From your standpoint, you seem to have a really down to earth view on diet and you know, versus, you know, and you have kind of a reasonable outlook. And you know, how long would I be able to sustain this habit? I guess
I wouldn't sustain it, man. I would just change it. I mean, if anything, cut it down to just drinking on the weekends at first, and give yourself a break during the week. Your body can handle that fairly well. A lot of people do that for long periods of time. I just, you know, I'm not a big alcohol guy. I just never. When it comes to your health, it's a depressant. So, you know, every time you drink it, you're depressing every system in your body. Well, that clears your body getting back into balance, and that's what I would shoot. You know, and replace that behavior with something else that's a little bit more constructive, make you feel a little bit better too. That's my hope.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Ferrolac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Ferrolac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Ferrolac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Ferrolac is formulated for powerful results. Ferrolac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Ferrolac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Ferrolac.com.